to be true, or as we got more information, we could fill you in more. And I think you have to be fluid with those things. But recognizing and being able to change at the moment when you have to, that's the key to leadership. And I think this last, when we went into special session, it was like, why wasn't this solved? When I've been in two previous special sessions, and believe me, they'd done the head counts before we ever got there. They knew who was going to vote for what bill and how that bill going to work out. And I was shocked to see how this hadn't been worked out before we got there. This governor has, you know, when he declared a state of emergency and set things, you know, shut things down, that was the day he should have been planning the special session. That was the day he should have known the numbers, depending on, you know, how long it was going to be closed. Now, do those numbers move depending on how the illness goes? Absolutely. Do the numbers have to be adjusted? Absolutely. But from day one, when things were closed, this should have been planned on how were we going to get out of this. And I just don't see that, didn't see that happening. And it's unfortunate because we need somebody strong and somebody that's going to lead.
And we're not getting that kind of leadership. Barb Zagafsky comes out and says she wants to do away, at least partially, with the mail-in vote. She wants people to go to the polls on November 3rd. We'll talk about that and see what Robin Titus thinks about that. That's all coming up on AM 670 KMZQ.
KMZQ On-Time Traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers. Come in right now for a synthetic blend oil change for just $17.95, along with a free AC inspection.
Well, at 531, as we take a look at the traffic cams right now, we are getting some congestion on the Beltway, 215 westbound. That is at Green Valley. Also, 215 east at Windmill. You're slow through that corridor at the moment. Heavy volumes in the resort corridor of Interstate 15, mainly southbound at Spring Mountain. Also, we're getting a little congestion there at the ramp as you leave Interstate 15 north to go 515 east towards Henderson. You're backed up there on 15 north as you make that transition. You'll tap the brakes, US 95 west at Decatur. And look for construction on Tropicana, mainly between Pecos and Boulder Highway.
Famous Las Vegas trip, Pick and Loans presents the Sports Flash, driven by Jeep on KMZQ. The Major League Baseball season opens tomorrow night with the Yankees playing the Nationals in D.C. Dr. Anthony Fauci will toss out the first pitch. Later, the Dodgers battle the Giants. With the condensed schedule and the importance of every game, ESPN baseball analyst Chipper Jones thinks pitchers will have a short leash.
You can ill afford to have a 3-4-5-game losing streak under this format, because that's a tenth of your season almost, you know. So managers, if a starting pitcher doesn't have it that day, with them carrying 15, 16, maybe even 17 pitchers on their 30-man roster, if you don't have it in the first or second inning, that hook is going to be quick. That manager is going to be trying to use every resource in that bullpen available to try and pull out a win.
Blue Emu promises no chill, no burn, no odor, just what you need to soothe tired muscles and joints. I'm Chuck Sanders with the KMZQ Sports Flash on AM 670, talk radio done right.
When you need auto parts, O'ReillyAuto.com is just a few clicks away. We offer convenient options for you to get your parts quickly. Order online and pick up for free at your local O'Reilly Auto Parts store. We'll even bring it out curbside. Or you can have your parts delivered right to your door with free shipping on most orders over $35. Visit O'ReillyAuto.com.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Indeed knows you've got big goals for your business, and we understand hiring is a crucial part of that. You need to hire people who will make a real impact. Indeed can help you find those important hires faster while paying only for what you need without any long-term contracts, thanks to our super flexible payment options. Start finding your important hire today with a free $75 credit for your first job post and get in front of more quality candidates. Go to Indeed.com/high impact. That's Indeed.com/high impact. Terms and conditions apply.
This is the Long-Term Care Minute. According to the Department of Veterans Affairs, of the 16 million veterans who served during World War II, less than 558,000 are still alive. To make things worse, many of them now need long-term care, with the average nursing home cost approaching $7,000 monthly. We wondered, what should veterans do? For some advice, we called on long-term care expert and advisor Scott Lehi. So, Scott, what should veterans do?
Well, quite simply, we recommend that veterans get a free copy of my book, Tax-Free Money for Long-Term Care, where they will learn about a little-known veterans benefit that may allow them to receive up to $26,000 a year tax-free to pay for long-term care. Give me a call right now. The next 30 listeners will receive a free copy of my book.
To get a free copy of Scott's book, call 888-716-6066. That's 888-716-6066. This has been the Long-Term Care Minute.
This is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
All across the Las Vegas Valley, it's AM 670 KMZQ. Good to have you with us. The new home for me. My name is Kevin Wall. Joining us, Dr. Robin Titus, Assemblywoman District 38, a family physician. She is also the leader in the Assembly of the Republicans. Did everybody stand pretty much together? I know you had the deal in the Senate on AB4, where one of your members, Keith Pickard, at first said, "Yeah, I think I'll vote for it with the mining tax increase," and then after caucusing with the conference, came out and said, "No, I'm sorry, I'm not going to vote for it." In your view, did Republicans pretty much stand together?
Absolutely. I was very proud of our Assembly Republican caucus. And even though we're in that super minority, and by the way, Kevin, we're hoping to change that this fall in November. If there's ever a time to do it, it's now. We can't let this governor and this runaway Democrats that are, it's just time to change is in November. Having said that, the 13 of us that were there, we met every day. We tried to stay on top of this. I met with and spoke with the Senate Republican leader, Senator Settlemyer, daily. We met daily. We took we tried to make sure what we were doing was helpful to them. Gave them heads up on what we were hearing and vice versa, trying to be included. I will say I was very disappointed in my Democrat colleagues in that the only time we had a core leadership meeting was on Tuesday, 12:30, prior to the session starting on July 7th. We met one time. We were promised that we would have core leadership meetings again. We never had another one. And, you know, trying to find out what was going on, trying to find out what the Democrats were doing, trying to find out what bills they were going to bring, was just absolutely hard to do, but we as Republicans stayed together. Now, in all fairness to Senator Pickard, yes, he got himself into a bind. He certainly wanted to help education, and to that end, his passion was, and his gut-wrenching reactions were all over wanting to try to get more money to education, because we all saw education was being hit, and the Democrats like to own the fact that they're the party of education. Well, I would tell you that the Republicans have done more and fought harder to make sure everybody had good quality education in Nevada. And so, yes, he changed. Yes, he got attacked for that, and yes, it did throw a ringer into everything. We were on board, and everything was going pretty good for the Republicans. We were coming up with ideas. We weren't just there. I've said since the day I was chosen as our caucus leader that we can't be a party of no. We have to be a party of solutions. So we immediately started looking at the budget ourselves, looking at where the numbers were, having suggestions on perhaps, you know, things that we saw could fix the budget or at least help alleviate some of the budget problems, and trying to get those involved and very active with that. And they did take some of our ideas. Ultimately, we didn't get any credit for that, but that's okay. It's not about necessarily getting the credit. It's about having that idea. So I was so proud of our Republicans.
That is great. I want to ask you about another Republican, Barb Zagafsky, Secretary of State. She has come out and wants to make sure that we go to the polls on November 3rd, the big general election. Are you satisfied that's the last word, or do you think a part of one of these special sessions will deal with a mail-in vote?
Right. I have spoken to Barbara Sagasti, and I'm going to speak to her again after this call is over with. The concern is that to do an all mail-in ballot again is going to cost, and she's going to need another $5 million. That's money that we don't really need to spend, I feel. I think that if folks feel like they can't go to the polls, if they are concerned about their health, they can always ask for a mail-in ballot. That option was always on the table. We know that there were long lines in Clark County. Absolutely, people need to feel, especially for that same-day voter that we have now, the person who wants to vote, cast that ballot. There was long lines in Clark County. That should have never happened, especially since the Democrats demanded that mailing ballots get sent to everybody, even not necessarily active voters. So they controlled the process down there. That's just not right that they had to wait like that. So opening up and having people vote in person, I think, is absolutely the right thing to do. However, one of the list of the four or five things the governor wants to do when he calls us back in, if and when he calls us back in, will be quote-unquote election reform. I'm not in the process of, I'm not in his inside circle to know what that means. But I can tell you our Secretary of State is working hard to, number one, allow everybody their due process and let them vote. Number two, not spend money we don't have. So what the governor has in store for us, we'll have to wait and see.
Well, and then the issue becomes, okay, governor, how do you plan to pay for it, pal? We'll see what he says. Dr. Titus, always good to visit with you. I want to stay close as we get closer to Election Day, so we'll be talking with you again real soon. Thank you so much for spending some time with us.
So, Kevin, thank you very much. And one of the big issues is watch out for Dieter. There's a incredible amount of fraud in Dieter. So that's another conversation for another day.
Another day, indeed. Dr. Robin Titus joining us, Assemblywoman, District 38. Stick around. More to do as we continue. I'm Kevin Wall. So good to have you with us on AM 670 KMZQ.
Whatever's on your mind, it's always best to talk about it.
I like talk radio.
Great you're talking about this. This is a great day.
You gotta listen to talk radio, and you gotta rise up.
AM 670 KMCQ. Talk radio done right.
Indeed has loved Las Vegas for over 30 years, and we're here for you if you need us. Construction hasn't shut down, and while you're safe at home, we can take care of those needed repairs. We can meet in your home and still keep a safe social distance. B&D Plastering, here for you, 702-644-8980.
When you need legal expertise, you got a lot of options. Heck, just spend a few minutes watching local TV, you'll see plenty of legal help. Hey, Kevin Wall here. Look, no one ever wants to need an attorney. But when you do, it's important to hire one who knows the law. But more importantly, you need an attorney who shares your conservative values. That's why my small business, Battleborn Radio, trusts Craig Mueller to handle all our legal needs. Craig was born and raised here in Las Vegas, and he's our legal expert on Live and Local Now. Craig's been defending the Constitution for more than three decades, protecting your rights. And if you're hurt, in a car accident, or on the job, Craig Mueller will get you the money you deserve. I trust Craig Mueller with my small business. You can too. Call Craig at 702-887-1731. That's 702-887-1731. 887-1731. Or visit Craig online at CraigMuellerLawyer.com. That's CraigMuellerLawyer.com.
Optimized performance, enhanced capability, and contemporary looks. This perfectly describes the 2020 Range Rover Velar. Hi, this is Ray DiNardi, and with 0% interest financing currently available for up to 72 months on approved credit, now is the right time to own yours. Come see for yourself today at Jaguar Land Rover Las Vegas, 6425 Roy Horn Way, or visit us online at jlrlv.com.
Hi, I'm State Senator Scott Hammond. These are difficult times for all of us, a time set apart. But our Las Vegas community has always come together when we need to. We all have a part to play, and it is heartwarming to know that our community is strong enough to fight this. Many of you also have questions or concerns, which is why I have compiled as much information and resources on my website as possible. Please visit HammondForNevada.com/COVID-19. That's HammondForNevada.com/COVID-19. Paid for by Friends of Scott Hammond.
This is Lee Habib, and I get asked all the time why we do all of those segments on Our American Stories about people who found the American dream. And we do it because it's true. This country has great stories to tell, and we tell them on this station every night. Because one thing I've learned is this: there's an American story in all of us. Join me for Our American Stories right here.
Heard nightly, Monday through Friday, 10 p.m. to midnight, and Sunday, 9 a.m. to noon, only on AM 670.
Let's face it, these are challenging times. Hey, Kevin Wall here for SRT Special Services. Since 2014, SRT Special Services has provided Southern Nevada businesses with executive protection, safe rooms, residential security, and more. Now, in the COVID-19 era, it's important to know who's coming into your place of business. Ask the pros at SRT Special Services about the Liberty AI with facial recognition and thermal scanning. The Liberty AI can let you know if the next customer through your front door is running a temperature, protecting your employees, your customers, and your corporate liability. Facial recognition and temperature scanning technology has been out there for years. Now, the security pros at SRT Special Services can offer the Liberty AI at a price that even small mom-and-pop businesses can afford. If your business deals with the general public, you need the Liberty AI from SRT Special Services. Call 702-221-1942. That's 702-221-1942. Call today.
Indeed has loved Las Vegas for over 30 years, and we're here for you if you need us. Construction hasn't shut down, and while you're safe at home, we can take care of those needed repairs. We can meet in your home and still keep a safe social distance. B&D Plastering, here for you, 702-644-8980.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, this is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
We are getting ready for yet another night of violence in Portland, Oregon. And the governor there, the mayor there, they say they want no help from the federal government. Thank you. It's interesting, though, that Republicans in their legislature, they want federal help. They want federal troops. Fred Girard is the Oregon Senate Minority Leader, so he's a Republican. And that he thinks they need troops to help quell the violence in Portland. This was with Melissa Francis on Fox earlier today. Here it is.
The people on the ground, what do they think is going on in their state, in their hometown?
Well, I think to answer your question, and to be honest, I could quote the Police Association President Daryl Turner, who is an African-American. And I quote, "Individuals have hijacked the racial equality platform of peaceful protest for their own chaotic agendas. They simply wanted to destroy the city and hurt people," unquote. So you're right, there are the peaceful protests, but by far what has morphed into that is the anarchist movement. And that is what's particularly scary in Portland.
What is it going to take to get this back under control? I mean, every day we wake up and we see essentially the same violent videos from overnight. I can't imagine how scary it is to be there. I can't imagine that businesses want to stay. What is it going to take, in your opinion, to get this back under control?
Well, I think what's really sad is that we have a governor that hasn't lifted one finger to try to contain any of this. And this is now on its 56th day. And so you're right, in order to get this back, it's going to take federal troops. It truly is. Or a governor that's willing to put out the Oregon Guard and to push back and say, no more. That we're going to have to resist. That's all there is to it.
Well, there's a Democrat mayor of Chicago by the name of Lori Lightfoot, and I don't know if you've heard much of what she said, but she's been totally negative towards the president. Now she's starting to sound a little more conciliatory, But I think the term she used is she's willing to have a partnership. She's not going to allow a dictatorship. And that's not what this is. She and the Chicago PD are incapable of fixing this. The federal government is. The federal government is probably the only entity that can fix this. I mean, I can recall back with Hurricane Katrina, and it wasn't until the federal military stepped in that things started happening. The pandemic. They built, you know, the Javits Center, a 1,500-bed hospital, and I believe it took them 4 days to do it. 4 days. That is nothing short of incredible. You want something fixed, call the federal government. If I've got stuff around the house, the first people I'm going to call is the federal government and the military. I'm going to call the military because they did it with Katrina. They did it with the pandemic and all of these hospitals being built. That was the U.S. military. And I'm absolutely convinced that that's probably what it's going to end up taking, to send federal troops in to Portland, to Chicago, and essentially with overwhelming force rid those neighborhoods of those very, very bad people. You know, and this is no different than what you've seen in countries where if there's a void of leadership, if there's a void of law and order, then bad people are going to prevail. ISIS was a good example in Iraq. We left, they came in. All of a sudden they had a caliphate. All of a sudden, you know, there were people willing to fill that void. So we had to go in again and clean it out again. We may have to do that again and again and again. These people are never going to go away. The point I'm making relative to Portland or Chicago, you had 15 people shot at a funeral home, pray tell. More on this coming up. We'll also get to some calls. You want to join us? 844, the number 2, Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. I'm Kevin Wall. Good to have you with us on AM 670 KMZQ.
You can listen to the radio again on the weekends. On Saturday, you can enjoy Handle on the Law, Leo Laporte, the Tech Guy, Real Estate Today, and Las Vegas Rocks with Vegas insider Ron Garrett. AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
What if you could heal 5 times faster? Imagine all the things you could do. At PIBCOA, the Pain, Injury, and Brain Centers of America, we have technology that has only been used by professional athletes, but now have made it available to you. My name is Summer, and I am so honored to own the first clinic of this kind in the great state of Nevada. Every day, we're helping people in our new Las Vegas clinic heal from nerve and bone injuries, back pain, arthritis, lupus, concussions, depression, addiction, and the list goes on. We are thrilled to announce that we have a new piece of equipment specific to helping the brain heal from depression, anxiety, and brain injury. Stop managing your pain or illness and start healing from them today. Our non-drug and non-invasive treatments can help you feel better than ever before. Call PIBCOA, the Pain, Injury, and Brain Centers of America now at 702-546-8767. That's 702-546-8767 to start healing today.
Uh-oh. Prince Charming is at the door with a glass slipper, but you have an ugly fungal infection on your toe. See, you've been using that rotten brand that just didn't work. Of course it didn't. It just sat there. But Cinderella knew better. She used Bye Bye Fungus, a revolutionary new treatment for those wretched fungal infections. Bye Bye Fungus is fast acting and has been found by doctors to be a topical formulation that actually works. Bye Bye Fungus requires no costly office visits, painful procedures, and dozens
doesn't have the risks associated with expensive oral medications. It's as easy to apply as nail polish. And above all else, it's effective. So effective that it's patented. As Cinderella knew, this is the day to declare bye-bye, fungus. Remember, you can't hide a fungal infection in a glass slipper. Call 1-800-258-3635. That's 1-800-258-3635. Or visit us at byebyefungus.com.
Hello, this is Jared Fisher. I'm a business owner, community thought leader, and a previous candidate for governor of Nevada. As the owner of Las Vegas Cycry and Escape Adventures, I know the importance of exercise and spending time in the outdoors. During the COVID-19 business shutdown, the Department of Homeland Security has categorized bicycle shops as essential businesses. We've been servicing a lot of bikes to help people get their two-wheeled transportation up and running. Many people who are losing their jobs are now using their bicycles for transportation. They don't have money for their car or their insurance, so they'll use a bike to get around. Our community is also using them as a way to get outdoors, stay in shape, and enjoy the fresh air. If you need help dusting off the cobwebs and getting on your bike, we're here to service you curbside from 9 to 5 daily. We're located at 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215, as well as the Bonneville Transit Center downtown Las Vegas. Our phone number is 702-596-2953.
I'm attorney Paul Powell. A lot of lawyers promise a lot of things. No fee unless we win. The consults are free. Of course they offer that stuff. All lawyers do that. But will they promise not to take more money than you at the end of your case? No. When you call me, that answer's yes. I'll never take more money than you, and I put it in writing.
Call 728-5500 or go to paulpowell.com.
I really can help.
Paul Powell.
More lawyer, less fee.
Some restrictions apply.
What happens in Las Vegas gets talked about on Live and Local with Kevin Wall. Weekday afternoons 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Last night, the Clark County School Board, the Board of Trustees, okayed online only for the way that your children are going to be, quote, educated. Even though, remember during the pandemic, and all the kids were home, and they supposedly were doing online learning, distance learning, they called it. 100,000 out of 300,000, 38%, didn't even log on during that period of time. And that's why we're going to end up having Aaron Phillips on tomorrow. Aaron is the leader of Power to Parent. She's the president, co-founder. And I'll ask her if, you know, as a parent, is this what she wants? Does she think that her kids are going to be well served and kids in the Clark County School District are going to be well served by online learning? And that's the only type of learning, at least in the beginning. And if the governor takes us back to zero, then that probably is the only way of educating your kids. The problem is a lot of kids, it's going to be exactly like it was during the heat of the pandemic, so to speak. Remember? And all I heard in my neighborhood, and I'm over on the southwest side, all I heard were kids playing. Rollerblading, kickball, tag. That's all they did. There was no learning. There was no learning, and 38% never even logged on to their Chromebooks. We'll talk about it with Aaron Phillips tomorrow. Power to Parent. That's going to do it today. I want to thank Gentleman Jim Dallas, Andrew Paul, our Vice President and General Manager of Battleborne Radio. Thank you so much. Really appreciate what you do each and every day. But most importantly, I want to thank you for listening. You have a lot of choices out there in the afternoon on how you spend your ride home. Thank you for choosing AM 670 KMZQ. We'll tee it up again tomorrow, 3 o'clock. Hope you're going to be here on AM 670 KMZQ, where news is next.
Laborers Union Local 872 is committed to ensuring the safety and health of their workforce. Here are five recommendations to keep you and everyone safe on the job site. Perform a self-assessment before arriving on the job site. Avoid close contact with people who are sick. Keep your distance. Adhering to the regulations and limit large group interactions. Laborers Union Local 872. Vegas strong, Union Proud.
Hit the open roads ahead with a $17.95 basic oil change from Meineke. Fix now and pay over time with our available financing options. Meineke, doing car care right. Financing offer subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payments required. See store for details.
A unique blend of breaking news, interesting views, and informative interviews. The Jim Bohannon Show, weeknights from 7 to 10 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio that's right for Las Vegas. Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, AM 670 KMZQ.